This is City Lights on WABE Atlanta. Last week, Atlanta artists and organizations hosted a very special guest, the chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, Jane Chu. Atlanta is among only 10 cities the NEA selected for a massive research and grant project called Creativity Connects. We were the fifth city to host the chairman and her roundtable discussion, which took place a week ago today at the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center in West Midtown. The audience was large and diverse, with representatives attending ranging from small dance companies to well-established museum directors. Before the chairman's speech, producer Aaron Wright sat down with Chairman Chu to discuss the endowment's new initiative.
The National Endowment for the Arts just celebrated its 50th anniversary last year, and now you're looking at how the NEA can meet America's needs in the next 50 years and beyond. And part of this look ahead is a huge research initiative called Creativity Connects. Can you break down that plan for us?
Sure. We're so glad to be here in Atlanta. With the celebration of the National Endowment for the Arts 50th anniversary, we decided to do two things. First, we'll celebrate certainly the highlights, especially of all the things that have happened over 50 years with the National Endowment for the Arts. But we also said that we'd look forward and ask ourselves, what do the next 50 years look like? And by doing that, we've been able to take a look at what does the arts world need and use? Does it look different from the way it did certainly 50 years ago, but maybe even 20 years ago because of the onset of the internet and the different ways that we're communicating with each other and working with each other even in businesses? So the Creativity Connects initiative is really all about those types of, what are the conditions that support the arts now? How do artists function? We've asked ourselves that, and the first thing we're doing is we're going all over the nation to make sure we're asking the right questions so we can make sure that we're relevant. And so 10 roundtables across the nation where we talk with people in this certain areas about what's going on in the arts, and Atlanta is certainly a great place to be, and Atlanta is one of the 10 roundtable locations.
And you'll also, with this research, have an infographic available to the public with stuff like who is funding the arts and where physically are artists working. And the third component is the pilot grant program between arts organizations and non-arts organizations.
That's exactly right. We know that there's some great things going on, not only in our traditional view of the arts, but we're seeing what we call a giant mashup. Arts connected with so many of the other sectors that are categorized as non-art sectors. Arts with science and arts with technology and arts with education and math. And you'll start seeing arts connected to so many different ways that influence and empower both artists as well as the other non-art sector. So we want to know where those bright spots are all across the nation, and to be able to have some type of an interactive digital graphic across the nation that says what's going on in those areas, where are the maker spaces, and where are those times where you connect the arts with other subjects. And Atlanta has got some great things going on there too. So this interactive graphic will describe and show where those bright spots are. And then we have launched a pilot grant program that helps spark even more grant programs and projects out there that we want to help fund as well in the same areas that connect the arts with other non-art subjects.
I had a colleague last week in a meeting who appreciates the arts, but he told me he did not understand, well, he understood STEM and he understood STEAM, and the A being the arts and science, technology, engineering, and math. But he didn't really understand how the arts existed or could coexist or influence technology.
Well, there are so many different wonderful ways, and they're limitless. For example, we see in even in education, the ability to use arts curriculum to teach science. And we've seen there is a strong association between students who have that extra dimension being added to their curriculum through the arts on other subject matters. Sometimes they learn it in a different way. They learn it better. They retain it better. We've seen test scores rise. Nobel laureates in the sciences are 17 times more likely to have actively participated in the arts than other scientists. And so when you start seeing those kind of combinations, when you start hearing businesses say, you know, we want more than just the typical employee that we've been looking for with a Bachelor of Science degree, nothing wrong with that, but we're now wanting to add to people who have arts degrees, people who help think creatively, because really they're helping us think out of the box, solving old problems in new ways. And isn't that, in that innovation aspect, what America is all about?
Absolutely. And art does not exist in a vacuum, nor does technology. And I believe in your interview with Josephine Reed of the NEA, she was saying that art is everywhere. And perhaps people don't even see it because it is so pervasive that it's invisible.
It certainly can be, but we want to dispel any myth that the arts are off by themselves, or they're off in a silo, or they're elitist, or some people can use arts and the other people cannot, when we see that the arts are infusing our lives every day in so many different ways. I know that that's what we're seeing in Georgia as well, in Atlanta.
So your town hall is your fifth city out of 10 you're visiting here in Atlanta. And these cities really are a good sampling of mid-size to major American cities. We're talking Omaha to LA and Helena to Boston. How did you decide on Atlanta in that list?
We have strong partnerships and very much appreciate our partnerships with our state arts agencies. And the Georgia Arts Council has been a wonderful partner, and they have been very helpful also in coordinating this roundtable here in Atlanta.
What have you learned so far from the other cities?
Well, one of the things, and I've gone on a lot of traveling across since I've been the chairman, and I laugh because sometimes people say, well, compare us, you know, from one community to the other. And the truth is, when you've seen one community, you've only seen one community, because everybody has their own way and their own style and their own personality. And that's what is so great about it. It's not that we're celebrating, we are celebrating the differences, because that is what's at the heart of it. The arts are great at doing that. So when we hear the roundtables are going on, we see a couple of things. The arts are becoming part of a larger mashup. People are seeing that the arts infuse their lives in so many different ways. And so there's some projects out there that were not happening even a decade ago, that because the arts are as part of the project, we're seeing that are benefiting everybody involved, not only the arts, but the other non-arts areas. We're seeing schools, higher education schools, understand that to the point that some, say, engineering departments or business departments are now requiring arts curriculum and arts classes being taken for their students as a required course to continue, because they're seeing that the arts are a wonderful tool to provide out-of-the-box thinking, creativity, and help us get unstuck when we can be stuck if we think things are only supposed to be a certain way. Boy, the arts are great at helping us realize they don't have to be a certain way.
Chairman Jane Chu, thank you so much for taking the time and talking with us at WABE.
Thanks so much.
NEA Chairman Jane Chu wraps up her roundtable tour in late March. She expects the interactive infographic will be available sometime this summer. Grant applications for Creativity Connects are now available on the NEA's website. We have links to that and even more information on our website, wabe.org/citylights.